What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today on another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online that has been proven to make your pets happier, increase their lust for life, playing outside, and attacking unsuspecting joggers, mauling them to death, consuming their flesh, and dragging their fractured skull to your doorstep, looking for praise and reward from you. In other words, don't play this show around your pets unless you want to unleash the primal inner serial killer in each and every one of them. Anyway, who is the lost soul that has followed a grown woman around since the age of 4? And what is its intent? That story and much more, today on Real Ghost Stories Online.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. Welcome to the program. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts, so you don't miss any episodes of the show, especially Apple Podcasts. We're there now. You can subscribe directly to your Apple Podcast player. It's been asked for years, and finally, Apple's made that available. You can even try it for 3 days free, which is pretty cool. Get access to all the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, the archive, all of it commercial free. You can just binge and binge and binge with nothing stopping you. Also, if you're not on Apple, Patreon is our channel for that. Patreon.com/realghoststories, or even directly through our website. If you want to kick it old school, ghostpodcast.com, and get access to all the same stuff on any of those three sources. It's Tony and Carol Hughes with you on today's episode of the program. What's up?
Well, first, in that opening, I was terrified about the serial killer, animal killers.
They're in each and every one of our pets. You have to be aware of that. Yeah.
As I was looking at my own cat across the room. Mm-hmm. And then when it goes into that story, or the teaser of the story, about a lost soul following someone around since he or she was 4?
Oh my God. Yeah, yep, yep.
Like, that's horrific.
That could fuck you up.
Terrifying. Yeah. It's like, how can you ever be normal? It's like, so here we are. We're going to be singing tonight at the Christmas pageant. Aren't you excited? Because you're playing the Mary in the Christmas pageant. And it's like, yeah, but I got the lost dead soul that's following me.
It makes you wonder a little bit about sometimes diagnoses of people. And when, if there is something that they're seeing that we are not, that goes beyond whatever disorder that they've been diagnosed with.
Like, that is just a terrifying thought to me.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't have anything, like, if you can't do anything, like, you know, you get your first boyfriend and it's like, yay, but I don't want to have sex with you because I've got this lost soul that's going to be watching.
Exactly.
That is just crazy.
It would be something like that. But the thing is, whoever she has sex with, they die within 48 hours by very random things. That would be a great Jennifer Aniston comedy. she's out.
Just a second for me to see Jennifer Aniston
dating around, and then she has to have the very uncomfortable conversation with the men she's dating because she's seeing this trend. And nobody's looking at her yet, but it's getting very bizarre.
Like, oh my God, I have to tell you this before we have sex. Kind of like the guys that I...
Uh-huh.
That I, you know... The guys that I fuck! Okay, I said it. They die within 48 hours.
That's crazy. I mean, that's... Stop. Why do you say that?
Because the last 10 guys I had sex with last month...
Whoa, 10 guys that you had sex with last month?
It was before I met you. Anyway, they all died. And I didn't do anything. One got hit by a train. The other one went over by a bus. One got mauled to death by a pack of ferrets.
It's okay.
Okay, if we're going to do it, you got to be prepared to die.
I'm prepared.
So every teenage guy or each guy in his 20s, like, if, yeah, I'll risk it for that.
Exactly.
I mean, really?
Yeah.
I could have sex. Maybe I'll die. I don't really believe it.
I'm going to play the odds on this one. This, what? That would be great. I think Hallmark Channel. That'd be a fun one, a fun Christmas one, where it's like an advent calendar of dating, and it's this woman trying to find her perfect man in time for the holidays, and there's a new person that she dates every day of the week, but they're all like horrible until the 24th one, and they all die tragically throughout the movie, and then it's like, oh my gosh, you're the one, and they live happily ever after. And as they're walking out of the chapel, just in love, staring into each other's eyes, a large bus pulls up or pulls into them, and they perish.
It's so much for it being on the Hallmark Channel at that point.
Well, maybe Hallmark After Dark or something.
Yeah, that's it.
But these ideas, they're there for the taking. I mean, come on. These are... Candace Cameron could be in that one. I could see that.
She would be great.
She would be great at it. And what would be really twisted, though, is if the man they cast to be the perfect man was John Stamos.
Oh, he is kind of the perfect man.
But it would be very, very weirdly incestual, considering people still see them as Uncle
true.
Jesse and DJ.
Yeah.
But they play so well together. And then that's how the show really ends. They actually find out that uncle she didn't know about. And then it turns out really horrible. And then they break up.
You need to write that, Tony.
They come back. There's an Easter special, though, where they kind of get back together. And it involves a mall Easter bunny that brings them together.
I thought it would be like some kind of After 3 Days. He's risen from the dead.
No, we're not going to get too religious-y on this one.
Okay.
I think we're just going to make it more, you know, mall Easter bunny. Turns out, you know, one of them has an affair. One of them sleeps with the bunny. We're not going to say who, because that's, you know, spoiler alert. We don't want to do that. And then somehow this is all confronted and it gets really bizarre. Ends up with a threesome with the bunny. And venereal disease. Everybody's affected greatly, and it's a really sad downward spiral for everyone. That's the Easter one that's going to come out.
Oh yeah, that's uplifting.
And all this happens over Easter. That's what the connection is. So there's a lot of eggs and
okay
bunnies and hams and stuff, and like, but all they're going through these things all while at their respective family's Easter dinner. They're trying to figure all this out. There you go. Some good ideas. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. This story says, I'm confused as to why people are afraid of ghosts. I have known one since I was 4 years old. Many decades have passed since then. Well, I don't remember family stories telling me pulling up a chair and having a conversation with a portrait that I found in the attic of our house. I'd say something and wait for a response. Apparently get one and continue the conversation. The portrait was dubbed Henry because it was the only part of the artist's signature legible. My younger sister, by 1 year, And I continued to play with and speak to Henry. I have his portrait on my wall now. My sister had it first, but her children were frightened. When I got him, my son was not in the least. Henry's eyes seemed to follow you. It very much unnerves our guests. When he was discovered, my parents said Henry was a good ghost. He protected little girls. A sibling tried to frighten us. Fast forward many years, and I lost my husband, who hated Henry, and had a man renting in a room in my house. I said nothing about Henry being there. He asked me if I had been in his room. I had not. Same things were being rearranged, like papers stuffed under his mattress and clothes in the garbage can. Finally, one day, returning to his room after a shower, he saw Henry pacing back and forth in his room. At that point, I explained about my friend. I think he showed himself to let my boarder know I was not alone, and he better behave. Throughout my life, I've seen and heard weird things. I frequently have unseen visitors in my house. I never worry because I know Henry will not let anything, living or spirit, harm me. I also had an imaginary friend who was a ghost. His name was George, and he lived across the street and was 10 years old. I was 6. George was from the colonial period. Nobody could play hide and go seek like him. Even imaginary friends let you catch them sometimes. I stopped playing with him because he told me I needed to start being demure. I went home, looked up the word. I've had many encounters with the weird stuff, but none of it scares me. I honestly don't believe that ghosts can hurt you. You can, in fear, hurt yourself. You see something different, turn and run. You don't look where you're going, trip on something. I know that no matter who my invisible visitors are, they won't stay long and will not do any harm. Henry does like to play, though, when something goes missing. Never anything essential. I can search forever and not find it. I give up, buy a new one, come home, and the missing item is sitting in the clear view of the table. The interesting thing about Henry's portrait is that I can tell how he feels about people. Some people look at the painting and that's it. Some people look and say, those eyes are following me. Some people look and see nothing there, like a blank wall. If he follows with his eyes, he likes you. If he sees nothing, he'll not waste his time with you. I only have a brief, dim memory of seeing him, but I know he is here. That was a very descriptive, interesting story about Henry.
There's a lot of things in that. Because I think that one person, like, because he or she, in my head, I think that was a woman who wrote. But like saying, you know, that they don't believe ghosts can hurt you, or, and maybe that's true. I don't know. But I think that, you know, ghosts can certainly terrify people.
Yeah.
And I do think you can be hurt by a, you know, something like that. And, you know, and two, to the point, like, you could be hurt because you're terrified and you're running away and you tripped and fell. But, you know, I think that one person's experience isn't necessarily another person's experience.
Yeah, I agree.
So, and that whole story is an experience that I can't really judge because I've never heard anything quite like that.
Yeah.
Like with this painting, that it's almost like, it's kind of weird to me, like almost like this painting's taken on a persona, you know, or does it actually have a presence? Or, you know, because the way she speaks about Henry is like, he, like, if he likes you, he'll follow you with his eyes, or, you know, like almost like there is, it is kind of alive in a way.
There's been experiments and stuff done that I've heard of on the Grave Talks with some of those interviews, of this idea that one can almost manifest their own ghost if they want. If you keep pretending that this thing is here, it may appear to some. It may be, Slender Man was an example of that, where a little girl ended up believing that this thing was out there and all these people were telling the story. And she ends up killing a friend of hers. It's an interesting
idea. I do also think that a painting can have some... not just a painting. I think lots of objects can have something attached to it.
Yeah.
I really do. So not saying that it's not possible this painting doesn't have something attached to it. Because I think it certainly could. Because... you know, a painting like that in my head looks very creepy.
Yeah.
I don't know if it really does, but in my head, it's super creepy looking. Mm-hmm. But the fact that, you know, she's been talking to it and kind of interacting with it as if it was a person, you know, for a really long time and still has it. And so it's almost like become part of her life.
Yeah.
You know, maybe like if she was to get rid of it, would she have some kind of weird anxiety issue? Because that kind of, because she said in there that as long as nobody, or it could be a guy, wrote in.
Yeah, I don't know.
But she said something to the effect in that as long as she has that, no one can hurt her.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's, I don't know. That's just a very unique story.
It is. I mean, there's a lot of ways of looking at what could be going on with this painting and her mentally. But there seems to be that people are, other than her, are having interactions with this thing. So it's not just her, you know, kind of believing this and telling these stories. Others are having experiences, which I think only reinforce her beliefs.
And I think, yeah. So to me, I don't know. Well, and like, and this is just, you know, us hearing this part of the story, and then we were making a judgment, which I think there's a lot more story to this that we would really need to know.
Yeah.
But, you know, you just have to wonder too, is that a healthy relationship? Because it almost feels like a relationship that she has with this
painting
and this spirit. Is it healthy? You know.
Well, as long as the painting says yes when they're ready to.
Exactly. Because it's like, if you're thinking, well, nobody can hurt me as long as I have this painting, then you can't ever let it go. Because now you've got this feeling attached to it that it's protecting you. Which just kind of compounds all of it. Like,
and is it protecting? I mean, it seems like it almost may be. But is it the painting, or is it this energy that she's created over the years with this belief in this painting?
But it's a very strong connection.
Yeah.
I don't know. I found that very interesting.
I believe she's experiencing what she is saying. And I'd like to better understand it, you know, and yeah, there's a lot more to it. I'd be very curious.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that I want to go hang out with her in the painting.
Just have a little girls' night, sleepover.
Like, I'm going to go over and have some beers. I'll be back later.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What a night.
You get to sleep in the room with a painting.
Oh, my God. No way.
That would be, like, yeah, very haunted mansion-ish.
But I do think that, you know, different people have very different experiences. And I think some of them can be quite terrifying. And you know, because people, we hear the stories all the time. And I think you've heard the stories of your entire life of, you know, something falling. We were talking about it in an episode this week about books coming out of a closet. Well, the book could hit you in the head.
Yeah.
Give you a black eye if it hit you in the right spot, you know. So I do think you can get hurt by things like that.
Yeah.
I don't know that we've heard a lot of stories, you know, now that it's said about people actually being hurt, physically hurt by a ghost. We have a lot of kind of night terror sort of dreams and different things, but not as many where people are physically injured by a ghost.
Yeah.
Like, we hear about where they couldn't move, they're being held down, a lot of things like that.
There's been a few over the years, but I'd say the majority are that sort of thing. You get scars sometimes, the three scratches, things of that nature. But some people express feelings like being choked and things of... So there's some of it there. Just it doesn't seem to be like, and then the ghost picked up the knife and stabbed me 32 times.
Yeah, yeah, so, we don't hear much of that.
No, that would be an interesting one, though. One we probably have to, like, report to the police. But it would be an interesting one, though. Let's go to a phone call that 855-853-4802. Hi, let's hear it.
Hi, Tony. My name is Jasenia. I'm actually calling from North Carolina, a little small town called St. Paul's. So I was listening to the show, and Jenny was talking about her friend who was house-sitting and was taking care of some dogs or some pups, and she had a ghost dog. So this reminded me of a situation that I went through, an experience, rather, that I went through. It wasn't with any animals, but it did remind me of this. So I've never been a person to have bad dreams or nightmares or sleep paralysis. I've never really had any until I was pregnant. When I became pregnant with my son, I was having nightmares, and I was having sleep paralysis probably like on a weekly basis. So this was happening a lot, and even for a few months after I had my son. So we had moved to a new house while I was still pregnant, and someone told me there was a ghost there. it wasn't a very active ghost, but I was told that there was a ghost there. So I was sleeping one night, and I was having like nightmares just constantly. Sometimes it was about the baby, sometimes it was me being attacked. But on this specific night, I was having a nightmare, and then I was having sleep paralysis. So I was just struggling through it. And you know how when you're having sleep paralysis, you're almost like you know that you're having sleep paralysis, and you're telling yourself to get up, like to fight through it, to wake up. And so it's like you're conscious but not conscious. I don't know if I can, you know, explain myself any better than that, but that's kind of the trance that I was in. I was just like, you need to get up, like you need to wake up, like fight through this, get up. And I could feel my heart just beating out of my chest. Like it was just getting worse and worse. I was terrified. I felt like I was bound to the bed. And all of a sudden I start hearing like the door open, you know, like my husband got home. He used to work night shift, so I thought that he was home. I was like, okay, great. He's home. He's going to come in here and he's going to be able to wake me up or whatnot. And so I hear the door open, I hear footsteps in the kitchen, and I hear him go to the fridge and take out a glass of milk and whatever he used to do in the morning. And then I hear him walk into the bedroom. He opens the door, or so I thought, right? He opens the door, he gets on the bed, and he, I guess, you know, usually he didn't want to disturb me. So he gets on the bed and he turns over and he just holds me. And then it went away. Like, I was able to get up. So the sleep paralysis stopped, everything stopped, and I woke up. And I'm expecting to see him there because all of that happened. And I realized that there's nobody there. So at this point, I'm like, what just happened? So I wake up, and like I said, there was no one there. And I just kind of was breathing heavy. I was sweating. I was like, okay, you know, whatever that was, thank you. And I just went back to bed. It was actually like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. So my husband wasn't even out of work. But this happened again a few times, not to that extent, but something would just like tap on the bed to wake me up. Like when I was having nightmares or just not like having this restless, sleepless night, something would tap on the bed or tap on my foot to wake me up. And I figured it was something with the house. I was like, okay, well, I guess they can sense that I'm having a good night. And we lived in the middle of nowhere. So there were times when I would be terrified because it was literally just a house sitting on like 20-something, 30-something acres of land, just like nothing near me, no neighbors or anything. So sometimes I was like terrified, scared to death, alone. So we moved, actually, and, you know, I didn't expect anything to happen at the other house, but I spent a few nights on the couch because, you know, we were trying to get everything together in the rooms, and my husband was still working night shift, and I was having the same situation where sometimes I was having bad dreams, not as often anymore as when I was pregnant, but it was still happening, and again, there was something tapping at the edge of the bed. Sometimes I would feel like someone sitting on the edge of the bed because, you know, there was a little dent, and it would wake me up. And it was only when I was having nightmares or when I was having sleep paralysis or what have you. And it was either the tapping on the couch or when I was on the bed or tapping on my feet or sitting. And I don't know what that is. I haven't had nightmares for such a long time now, so I never felt it again. But yeah, I just wanted to share that because it reminded me of it when I was listening to the episode. And I mean, I don't know. I can be thankful, I guess, because it would wake me up. Because sleep paralysis, like, it's no fun. And sometimes when you can't get yourself out of it, like, you just, it's so brutal because you feel like you're just so trapped. But at the same time, you're conscious, which makes it excruciating. Mentally, physically, sometimes also emotionally, like it just, and imagine being pregnant, like I would wake up and I knew that my blood pressure was just elevated. So yeah, whatever that was, I just was very thankful and I never felt any malice or anything. And it just went away. But I feel like if it were to start happening again, I feel like it would come back to my rescue, sort of speak. But anyway, I wanted to share that. And thank you for providing an outlet for stories like this. It's amazing.
Thank you for sharing that experience with us. What are your thoughts on all of that?
Well, as she was telling that story, and you know, sleep paralysis is scary. Even if it's not anything paranormal, it's very scary. Because you know, like this horrible thing, it's like having a nightmare, but you're in this twilight zone and you can't come out of it. And you feel like, man, if I open my eyes right now, this is all happening in front of me. And
yeah,
there's somebody in my room or whatever. But when she described that, hearing the person, and it almost made me think that it was like a loving grandfatherly presence.
Yeah.
That's coming to wake her up. That by doing all, like creating that hole, going in and getting a glass of milk and coming and sitting on the edge of the bed, then just hugging her.
Mm-hmm.
Like it just felt very peaceful and loving. And then the fact that it continued to tap her foot to help gently wake her up was very loving.
Yeah.
Whatever that was. And so maybe the sleep paralysis isn't paranormal at all. Maybe she's just having horrible, whacked out dreams, but it's like something very loving is watching over her to keep her, because women's hormones can do some crazy ass stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like when you're pregnant and stuff. And so, you know, that might have had something to do with it, but just watching out for her while she's pregnant and keeping her safe, and then just being there when she's having a hard time coming out of it.
Yeah.
I thought it was really sweet.
I agree. Thank you for sharing that that story with us. This is the second to last episode of 2022. Harper's on the very last one of the year, but this is your last one of the year until January when we come back on the second. So another year
that
down.
That doesn't seem possible. Another year.
It doesn't. I mean, it really does not.
And somebody asked me the other day how long I've been doing this, and I go, I don't know, 5 years, 6 years, 4 years. I don't even know.
I mean, I'd have to look back. I would have to look back. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'd say probably 4 to 5 at least.
Yeah,
because
it's been great. I love doing this. So I'm glad that I hope to be on here many, many, many more years.
Yes, of course. No, yeah, it's just crazy. All right. Well, any wishes for people in the new year, or you just screw off and good luck? And
yeah, because that is so me.
That's hey, very I'll much
screw off and yeah. good luck to you.
You know, it's a way you can, you know, I'm kidding.
You know, I thought that 2020 was a really sucky year. And then I was like, man, 2021 is going to be better. And it was worse. And then 2022, I have had some big ups and downs in this year.
Yeah.
Next year is going to be awesome.
Third time's the charm.
I do. Like, I'm so looking forward to next year. I just know it.
Everybody was so excited for the 2020s. And I was like, oh, this has really been a shitty decade so far.
Oh, God. Because it was like, I was so looking forward to the new year. And then it gets into the new year, like, what, 6-8 days? And my mom had a stroke.
Yeah.
It was just like, that just set the pace for the entire year. And then this year, you know, was just a lot of it was just really hard.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm ready for a new year.
I am too. I am very much ready for a new year. I'd say it's been a pretty good 2022 for me. There's certainly been its crazy moments and such, but
certainly you've had a lot of good things.
Certainly been better than the previous two. So I feel like it's on an upward trend, and I'm hoping, knock on wood or for Micah or whatever the hell you want, that it stays on an upward trend. You know,
I have a good feeling for you.
I do. I do too. I feel, I guess I'm more scared of like where the world's going than like, cause
hey, you can't control all that.
I can't
shit,
control
you
that.
Control what
exactly.
In your own house.
And that's really what I do to kind of stay sane. I don't worry about a lot of that stuff anymore, but all right. So there we go. That's going to wrap up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. New episode tomorrow with Harper. And of course we're going to have EPP bonus episodes for you. All throughout the holidays on the normal schedule. Those never go away. So you can check out those and regular episodes, best ofs over the holidays, and regular ones resume on January the 2nd, 2023. Ah, back in 23, remember? You want to support the show, keep us on the air, get access to advanced episodes like those 2023 episodes. Check us out on Apple Podcasts and subscribe there. Even try us for 3 days free or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public would be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.